Thanks for listening, and welcome to Zen and Java.
It happened in 1995. The network age was born. And look what happened with respect to productivity. The small increase in productivity gives rise to a huge increase in output over a period of time, leaving behind in its wake wealth, wealth creation. And I'm not talking dot-com madness here. I'm talking true wealth, productivity, i.e. doing more with less. That's what the network age is all about. And I believe we took that step in 1995. That's why I believe, if there's hope for us, it's right here. Huh.
The advent of the network age has created as much confusion as it has opportunity. Witness the dot-com debacle of the spring of 2001. When viewed in retrospect, the collapse of speculative dot-com entities can be seen to be a natural shakeout which would inevitably occur during the exploration process of any new competitive landscape, especially one with the economic potential of the Internet. During the heyday period between early 1998 and the fall of 2000, companies were going public, enjoying what seemed to be very lucrative IPOs on NASDAQ, with little more than a catchy URL and a slick business plan. The www.whatever.com land grab was fueled by the dramatic growth of the Internet itself, which is still growing, in the mistaken belief that there was a limited resource that could opportunistically be claimed, not unlike mining claims during the gold rush periods of 19th century North America. As we have learned, the value of the network cannot be denied. But to believe that a catchy URL is the key to future wealth is naive indeed. One day, URLs too will be a thing of the past as we invent other digital metaphors to better access information. These are the early lessons of the network age. Because of the sometimes non-intuitive nature of the network metaphor, it can be useful to explain software architecture from a conceptual basis which is well-grounded otherwise. David Gelernter of Yale University wrote the book Mirror Worlds in 1991 to metaphorically describe such an architecture for network software development. David Gelernter, in 1991, now notice 1991, this is before this explosion of Internet activity took place. He envisioned this. He thought of this. What if? He asked, what if? What if?
What if you could look into your computer screen and actually see a semblance of reality in real time? Anything that we would carry to measure? Anything that would have a barcode or URL or anything like that? Anything with an address? Anything with a number? Anything we would bother to track?
What if everything that we care about could be reflected in software and represented to you in a shoebox on your desk? What if the world...
What if you could look at that and in real time mirror that in reality? Would that have value?
The Mirror Worlds metaphor, a virtual reality software framework comprised of objects which represent actual physical objects and their relationships, an actual virtual reality, is useful to both communicate and explore the potential of a global network of increasingly pervasive intelligent devices. Such a mirror, comprised of objects at the level of granularity as typified by the intelligent light bulb, would be valuable indeed.
What if you could look at that and in real time mirror that in reality? Would that have value? Probably. Probably have a great deal of value. You look at from the perspective of the whole and all those hot spots in human activities in which we, you know, dissipate all of the resources, the abundant resources on this planet, off into the ether, off into entropy space. You stop and think about it from that perspective, yeah, that might have considerable value.
Imagine the possibilities. What if you could utilize all of the resources that are latent in networks today? Would that have value? Of course it would.
What if we could do that? Would that be of value? Would that give you anything? And according to Gelernter, and I happen to agree with him, yeah, that would give us a whole lot of stuff. Just imagine the possibilities of mirror worlds. What if, I mean, just in terms of optimization for commuting, what if you knew, not just a guess or somebody's traffic report, but you could actually go online or the equivalent of that in your automobile and see what the traffic flow looked like? What if you could keep track of where your children were at any moment? Would that be of value? Maybe so.
Maybe so. Maybe something like this could go a long way to help us address some of these issues that we're facing in our world today. Some of these very acutely important issues that we must face as a species if we are to survive.
The progress we make in the network age, as measured by the global adoption rate of certain key network technologies, will likely be considerable if a mirror world's approach as a simplifying metaphor is utilized.